This is the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast. Good morning. It is the 5th of May, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online at ffbt.com to learn more. We have the latest Indiana farm news today, including a U.S. and China trade update, and a visit to an Indiana farm helping veterans in need. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has more clouds and a little bit of moisture to start the week before some dry days this week. The Friday corn, soybean, and wheat markets were all mostly higher. We have the numbers and Brian Basting market analysis, too, all on the way on the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast.
As a farmer, you plant millions of seeds every spring. You know that tomorrow's harvest depends on today's hard work, knowledge, and care. At First Farmers, we recognize that today's seed is tomorrow's success in both farming and finance. If you're looking for a bank that has been committed to agriculture for over 135 years and has the experience to prove it, let's talk. Learn more at ffbt.com or stop by your local branch. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, Member FDIC.
Considering a career in agriculture, Michigan State University's Institute of Agricultural Technology offers in-state tuition rates for students from Indiana and beyond. With programs like Ag Operations, Forest Technology, and Food Processing, MSU IAT prepares career-ready graduates in 2 years. Our certificate programs are designed to launch your students' future in agriculture. Take the first step at iat.msu.edu.
Don't expect an agreement between the U.S. and China anytime soon and helping veterans in need. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News.
Hi, this is Brandon Frank, your local ag loan officer with Beacon Credit Union. Just wanted to wish all our hardworking farmers out there a safe and successful planting season.
China and the U.S. have officially drawn lines in the sand regarding trade and tariffs. China seems to be digging in for the long term and looking for allies. Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist with StoneX, says the Chinese government released a video this week, a propaganda video against the U.S.
China's foreign ministry released a video with bilingual subtitles titled Never Kneel Down. Its purpose seemed to be to get other countries to join it in standing up against the quote-unquote bullying of America. And China's trying to get other countries to stand beside it because it knows, it's heard that there's 100 countries that want to negotiate lower tariffs. And it is expecting what I've said previously, that those negotiations will include clauses that help contain China.
Suderman says China sees the U.S. negotiating with so many countries as a direct threat to their economy, which they want to be number one in the world, right along with their military.
So this is about far more than trade and tariffs. This is about restructuring the world order and taking it in a direction that's different from what China wanted. And so they're seeing no benefit from compromising at this point and negotiating. Meanwhile, back home in China, where they control the message, people are being told that America has been the bully and America's been the one with the unfair trade practices.
As you can imagine, Suderman doesn't expect an agreement with China anytime soon.
When you call Keystone, you're not just making a connection. You're dialing into service, solutions, and success. We're not just here to meet today's needs. We're building for tomorrow, advancing technology, growing opportunities, and driving innovation with the best team in the Midwest. Keystone is more than a business. It's a commitment to our farmer owners, our rural communities, and the future we're all cultivating together. Call the co-op that leads, serves, grows, and embraces the cooperative advantage.
A unique farm not too far from Greenfield has drawn the attention of a lot of folks, including Indiana Governor Mike Braun, who made a visit there last Thursday. C.J. Miller was there too. He shares how this farm provides help to veterans in need.
When you're combining that need and using veterans to give them the therapeutic help they need, I mean, everybody seemed to have a big smile on their face here.
And that's Governor Braun during his visit to Addie's Orchard in Hancock County. It's a nonprofit farm started by retired Army Colonel Joe Ricker, who told me he not only helps veterans in need, but he also works with veterans who may have PTSD or physical disabilities and helps them to become beekeepers and start their own farms.
So I have 250 apple trees, and we're teaching veterans how to prune apple trees, how to meld with the bees to provide pollination for the apples and great taste in honey.
Ricker shared why so many veterans have a passion for beekeeping.
The beekeeping is a focus. So instead of having all those outside distractors going around, you have to focus on beekeeping. And by focusing on beekeeping, once you lose your focus, the bees certainly zap you and get you back into focus. So it's really gets you on a trail that, you know, really makes it zen.
Ricker's farm also raises chickens and goats, which Governor Braun told me was one of the many highlights of his visit.
Well, it's the first time I've ever cuddled a little goat in my arms, and that looks like it'd be a pretty good pet.
Learn more about At Ease Orchard by visiting ateaseorchard.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Working through this upcoming week, we're going to be dealing with on-again, off-again cloud cover through the Monday and Tuesday timeframes as low pressure continues to sit and rotate just a little bit farther to our east. That's going to wrap around backside cloud cover and a little bit of moisture through. I think the moisture is going to be minor, a few hundreds to a few tenths. We don't see chances both days, but if you see some today, you're less likely to see moisture tomorrow. Once we get into midweek, we see warmer air coming in and a dry pattern is underway. I'm looking for most of the state to be dry Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, although I'll admit on Wednesday afternoon, there is a system passing by over the Tennessee Valley. That's going to throw some clouds into southern Indiana. But again, staying dry here for the rest of the week, and then we are dry for pretty much all of next week as well. We've got a little bit of moisture trying to come through the Great Lakes area Monday into Tuesday of next week, but it does not get far enough south to matter. At this point, the next organized batch of precipitation that tries to come through comes next Friday night into Saturday. That's the 16th into the 17th. Right now, I'm going to pencil in a 10th to 3/4 inch coverage around 80%. We go back to dry weather for the week of the 19th. Have plenty of activity following up out into the plains, but I don't think that gets here until closer to the 21st or 22nd. Overall, much drier weather over the eastern Corn Belt, especially in Indiana, all the way into the middle part of the month and even extending farther if our conditions can hold together. So dry down is expected. Evaporation is going to be quick and drying fast as we move through the latter part of this week. I expect all areas to be able to head back to the field fairly quickly later this week and into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
At Beacon Credit Union, we're not just lenders. We're your trusted partners. We listen, advise, and support your financial success. Whether expanding your farm, upgrading equipment, purchasing real estate, needing operating funds, or refinancing existing debt, we're here for you. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured, EHO lender.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
New crop corn up and everything higher in soybeans and wheat. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Friday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. The update brought to you by the Purdue Farm Stress Team. Spring planting fever got you itching. This is your reminder that it's not a race and not everything has to be done right at this minute. Pacing yourself and your team is the best thing you can do. Get more at extension.purdue.edu/farmstress. We'll have Friday's final numbers coming up. First, market analysis. And I spoke with Brian Basting for that. Brian is with Advanced Trading. Heading into the weekend, the Friday markets, corn soybeans, and wheat all started on a positive note, Brian, although corn started to step back a little bit. But certainly some strength in beans and Chicago wheat. Let's start with where we saw the struggle on Friday. That would be the corn market. Why so?
Thanks for having me, Andy. We're expecting a planting window based on the latest forecast for the next week or so to open up in that eastern corn belt next week. Keep your fingers crossed for your listeners who haven't finished planting yet that they will get a better opportunity, because that's been a bit hit and miss this spring so far. So I think that factor has weighed on the market a bit as we enter the month of May here. Of course, we'd certainly like to get all those acres in before too long here. And that planting window that would open up for that eastern belt, looking at Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, parts of eastern Illinois, that whole area grouped together is forecast to be drier than normal. So that would certainly be welcome. The corn market has had a nice run here on old crop corn recently, maybe just some profit taking before the weekend, Andy. We continue to see good export business. We saw another good week of export sales here reported by the USDA on Thursday. We are backing off a little bit here, as you said, though, the last few days. I think more than anything, Andy, that's just more looking at the prospects for getting the new crop in the ground. The old crop fundamentals remain pretty tight here as we enter the last 4 months of the crop year. The one factor we'll keep an eye on moving forward now for old crop corn is the potential, underline the word potential, for more wheat feeding this summer. The wheat market has completely fallen apart here recently with more forecasted rains out in the plains for hard red winter wheat and a good start, generally speaking, for that wheat in the southeast U.S. And those are two areas that can substitute wheat for corn. So old crop corn taking a break from that surge that we had there in early April. And combination of factors, getting a new crop in the ground in a fairly timely manner. And I wouldn't say concern, but more interest in the possibility of substituting wheat for corn this summer, because it certainly can be done in certain areas amongst the poultry folks, amongst the hog folks, and particularly out west and the cattle folks. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. But for the corn, for the moment anyway, is taking a breather, Andy.
Soybeans and wheat, though, working the plus side. What do you make of those markets? And on Friday, was there any impact from a very good jobs report and a resulting strong stock market, a weaker dollar too?
Yeah, good points. I think that the bean market has been supported by a surprisingly, I wouldn't say strong, but surprising pace of export sales of beans as we enter the last third of the crop year. We did see last week, or I should say 2 weeks ago, a big drop off in bean sales, but they recovered last week from that drop 2 weeks ago. Usually this time of year, Andy, we're seeing those sales of U.S. beans drop off rapidly as that Brazilian crop continues to work its way into the world pipeline. We've seen a number of destinations, though, step in and buy U.S. beans. So that has been supportive. I don't think there's a lot of soybeans left in the producer's hands and farmer's hands here, Andy, either. So the market is maybe having to work a little harder to pry those beans away from the remaining stocks, if you will, from farmers. And so it's been supportive with the export market, again, surprisingly stable or I'd say maybe firm. Again, it's going to tail off here as we get into further into May, June, and July, of course. But the other thing is that the Argentina crop, has been slow to be harvested. Been wet down there. So that crop has been slower to get in the world pipeline. Soybean meal sales, export sales have been strong here from the U.S. So the oil market, soybean oil market is firmed, or we did get a little cautious note on that yesterday from the monthly crush report that showed soybean oil stocks were well above expectations. But overall, Andy, I think the fact that as we enter the planting season here, whatever stocks producers have on hand remaining from that 24 harvest are limited, and the export market is firmed up maybe a little bit more than expected. So all those factors kind of thrown into a pot have been supportive. And as you mentioned, on the macro side, a weaker dollar continues to be supportive of that export trend, perhaps. The jobs report was firm this morning, better than expected. We'll see how that shakes out moving further into spring and summer here. We did see some revisions, I guess, in the other reports from earlier this year that revised downward. But for the moment, stock market has responded positively. As you said, a weaker dollar is supportive of exports. So I would say that the market is keeping a close eye on, obviously, the possibility, underlying the word possibility, Andy, of some type of deal worked out with China, who is the largest bean importer of the U.S. Crop in the world. No sign of that, needless to say now, but something to keep an eye on going forward. But bean market has definitely had a spark here recently.
Brian Basting, Market Analysis. Brian's number at Advanced Trading is 309-664-2314. And the Friday grain and oil seed settlements from Hatt, 3.25 lower. July corn, it goes to 469. September went up 2.75, 440. And Dease, 450.25, a gain of 3. July beans, 1058, up 7.75. August up 7 cents, 1051.25. And November, 10.30 and a half, up 6.5 cents. Again, leading the way, July wheat, 5.43, up 12 cents. Meats higher, too. June live cattle, 2.11.10, $1.45 up. And June lean hogs, 99.35, a gain of 1.17. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Friday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.